It's 11:10.
I can go slow ahead. Come on down and chum some of this.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
May need a bigger boat on the Potomac River. Snakeheads, a.k.a. frankenfish, have invaded our waterways for more than a decade now. Who better to talk to about it than the host of Animal Planet's River Monsters, Jeremy Wade? The new season of River Monsters airing Sundays at 9. Jeremy, how bad is our situation with snakeheads here? At first, there were all these fears that the snakeheads were going to consume all the other species. Did we worry too much?
I don't know. I mean, the thing is with invasive species is you never know what's going to happen, so it's always best to keep them out. But what's interesting is that there's a different species in Florida which sort of got established a bit ahead of the ones in the Potomac. So we're talking bullseye snakehead as opposed to the northern snakehead here. And what they've found is that, you know, they've done very well there, but it doesn't seem to be at the expense of the other species. So the overall biomass has increased. It hasn't... but you know the proportions of the pie haven't changed. It's quite a complex thing. But I think all biologists are agreed that you know it's best to keep invasives out. But the trouble is once they're established, it's very very hard to get rid of them.
Hmm. Are there strange things lurking in the waters of the Potomac?
Oh no, what? Sorry.
Are there strange species in the Potomac in our area?
The one that I know about is the one which appears to be well established is what they call the northern snakehead, which has a sort of an interesting pattern on it. It's a bit like a reticulated python, a bit of a sort of a crisscross pattern on it. And I believe people are, you know, there's enough of them there for people to actually target intentionally. They're not just catching them accidentally. And I think they're sort of well over 10 pounds now. But I don't know. I mean, it's. I suppose it's still early days. It depends how well it plays out. I mean, the thing with snakeheads is that they breed very successfully. They don't produce large numbers of eggs like a lot of fish, but they will. They guard their young. They guard their nests and they guard their young, and that means that they're very good at sort of giving the next generation a head start. So. You know, from an angler's point of view, it's an interesting fish to have there that wasn't there before. But fingers crossed that it doesn't impact the native species as well.
Mm-hmm. You've got some scary adventures planned for this new season of River Monsters, don't you?
The new season, where all of that is, what we did is we concentrated on South America, so the Amazon and surrounding waters, and we sort of dug. The idea was to sort of concentrate on one area and dig deeper, and we got some fascinating stories and some very big fish as well.
What's the most danger you've been in while looking for some of these species?
Generally speaking, the danger hasn't come from the fish, and the reason for that is I do my research where the fish is concerned, so I know how to handle them, and you know something like an electric eel, I will wear very thick rubber gloves before handling that. Mm. It's more things that have just come out of the environment, things that have been unexpected, particularly in areas where we don't have any help that is going to arrive very quickly. So a couple of years ago, we were in Suriname in South America, and our sound recorders was hit by lightning. And in fact, well, a couple of myself and the cameraman, we were also suffering the effects of that. We both had headaches, but yeah, he was in a bit of a bad way. But we established very quickly that you know it wasn't life-threatening, but for a moment or two that was very worrying.
Well, we don't like when you get into jams, but it makes it fun to watch sometimes as you get out of them, Jeremy.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, you know, when something like that happens, we will always film it unless it is actually getting in the way of dealing with the incident, because you know it doesn't get any more real than that. And very often, you know, it's not about the fish. It is about the adventure of getting to the place and something like that. It's you know, that is reality.
Well, stay safe, Jeremy, and thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us.
No, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Jeremy Wade is host of Animal Planet's River Monsters.